Hey, here's a blocking and tackling question from Domain Noob. He wants to know how much you got nimble.com for. That sounds like a $100,000 domain to me.
That's a great question. And that's a social business answer.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Right? Let's hear it. So I started this thing called Goldmine, and Goldmine was a great brand, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, one single word, it really meant something in regards to your business, because the more you put into mm-hmm. your contacts, the more gold you get out of it. So when I'm starting a new product that is about relationships and about small business, what are small businesses if they're not nimble? We all want to be nimble, right? It's beautiful word.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick.
Right. So I looked around the marketplace. I found out who had it. It was this big Bay Area technology company, billion-dollar company. They'd bought Nimble Technology back in the day, 99, for $350 million, and the domain was sitting on their shelf.
So it's a $350 million domain, actually.
So I called them up. Ignored me. I sent them emails. Ignored me. So what I did is I went through LinkedIn and I found their CEO and founder in LinkedIn. I looked at his walls, his background. I found what we shared in common. I sent him an email asking for his help and sharing what we had in common together. 24 hours later, he sent me an email. John, I remember what you did at Goldmine. I'd love to help you out. I'll see what I can do.
Wow.
30 days later, I own nimble.com for $5,000.
You own what is literally a $100,000 domain name for five.
Yes, and I did it through relationships because I would have never got done by calling up the VP of marketing. They ignored me.